This is the second in a series of special programs with Heritage in our area focusing on rehabilitation. And joining me again today is Mark Constantino. He's the Director of Quality and Clinical Strategies at Heritage. Mark, thanks for coming back on the air.
Thanks, Dennis. Good to talk to you again.
In our program last week, we talked a lot about short-term rehabilitation and how it's offered at three different facilities in the immediate Jamestown and Chautauqua County area to help people who may have had some serious incident or something in their health that leads them to need some time to get back to or reaccustom themselves to normal life. On today's program, I would like you to focus on one particular aspect of that that's sometimes glossed over, and that is occupational therapy. I think we maybe know a little bit more about physical therapy, PT, than we do about OT. So take us into that realm for a moment.
Yeah, you're right, Dennis. You know, occupational therapy is one of those therapies that some people do question. April was occupational therapy month, so it's been a topic of conversation a lot of recent. In its simplest terms, occupational therapy helps people across their individual lifespan participate in things they want and need to do with the therapeutic use of everyday activities, which we consider occupations. Occupations are meaningful to the individual, and they also include their individual roles. For example, one of the most common occupations refers to activities of daily living. These are the basic acts of dressing, bathing, stepping in and out of a tub, or even entering or exiting a car. And then when we consider roles, we look at the tasks that might come along with being a parent or a grandparent, such as maybe preparing a family meal, managing medications for a spouse, or even the act of volunteering at a church to maybe help with cleaning or organizing. When an individual has a medical condition that impacts their health status, that's where occupational therapy can come on in to look at, again, those meaningful tasks that might be impaired or helping an individual to return to their occupational roles.
So I think it's important, and you've made this abundantly clear to all of us, that just because you may not be at a point in your life in which you are working at a particular job, occupational therapy still might be something that could be valuable and important to you as you attempt to reach your full potential or return to your full potential in life.
That's great. I'm glad you brought this up. When most people hear the term occupation, they think about their employable job that they might have had. And in some cases, the seniors or the residents or patients that we might interact with, their first response to meeting an occupational therapist is that, I'm retired, I don't need your services. And again, it goes back to those everyday activities, those everyday tasks that are meaningful to the individual that we're here to help to provide those rehab services for.
Rehab services. I want to get back to that for just a second here, because the thrust of our programs both last week and this week is about short-term rehabilitation at Heritage in our area. And I'm going to have you mention those locations again in a moment. But how big is the role of the occupational therapist in this kind of short-term rehab that you do compared to the physical therapists and the speech and others who will help?
Yeah, terrific, Dennis. Yes, they're a major player. Again, within 24 hours of admission to our facilities, they receive evaluations by physical therapists, but also occupational therapists. And they work hand-in-hand together to provide comprehensive, you know, care. Specifically to their role within our facilities, again, we look at those activities of daily living that might be somewhat impaired or troubled as a result of their illness or their medical situation. We're going to address returning to being able to dress yourself or to bathe safely or to even prepare a meal or manage medications, those tasks that need to improve to facilitate that return to home.
Now, we talked about this on our first program, but it's probably worth saying again, what are the three places in Chautauqua County where you do the short-term rehabilitation, including occupational therapy, Mark?
Yes, Dennis. We have teams of occupational therapists and physical therapists and speech-language pathologists at all three of our facilities, Heritage Park in Jamestown, New York, Heritage Green in Greenhurst, New York, and Heritage Village in Gary, New York.
And this is sounds like a specialty, a real focus that you have at Heritage to help people in this way now.
That's right. We're probably the county's largest provider of short-term rehab with our three locations. And yes, we serve hundreds of people every year with the ultimate goal of helping individuals return back to their homes.
For individual family members who may be listening or those in the professions that would like to connect with you more about short-term rehab or occupational therapy, tell us again the best way to find you, Mark.
The best way to find us is to call our admissions department, and that number is 484-6695.
Thank you very much. Enjoyed meeting you on the radio. This is Mark Constantino, the Director of Quality and Clinical Strategies at Heritage, and I appreciate the time you've given us over the past couple of weeks.
Thank you, Dennis.